Long Beach, Washington has an earthquake and tsunami preparedness problem shared with some other low-lying coastal northwest places such as Seaside, Oregon and Ocean Shores, Washington. Many townspeople and visitors likely couldn't reach high ground in time to escape a tsunami. So in Long Beach, the city is moving ahead with a plan to bring high ground to them. Correspondent Tom Bonsi explains how.
To begin with, let's do the numbers. A magnitude 9 full rip of the offshore Cascadia earthquake fault, that unleashes a large tsunami. Emergency planners estimate the first waves would wash over the Long Beach Peninsula about 20 to 25 minutes after the earth stops shaking. You can assume the roads are buckled or blocked. High ground is more than 2 miles away from the Long Beach city core, out of reach of all but determined runners. Civil engineer Ryan Johnson has an alternative.
So this is going to be a 32-foot vertical evacuation berm that's going to allow students and community members to evacuate and get to higher ground quickly.
I met Johnson next to an old ball field behind the Long Beach Elementary School. This is where he's drawn up plans on behalf of the city for the elevated tsunami safe haven. The design is essentially an armored, triangular, man-made hill, which Johnson calls a modified prow.
The pointed prow of the ship will be looking off toward the ocean, and we can actually utilize that shape in order to break the oncoming tsunami and kind of knock down the run-up on the structure.
I also think of it a little bit as like a kite-flying hill.
It could be a kite-flying hill. Mm. Once you get up to the top of it, you'll be able to see all the way to the ocean, and you'll be high enough that there won't be any structures higher.
Long Beach City Hall hosted an open house last week where townspeople could look over the preferred design. Corinne Crone can imagine the berm being her salvation.
I mean, it would be great. You'd be alive. Compared to a wave taking you away, you know, you'd be alive. That would be great.
Locksmith and part-time Long Beach councilman Stephen Lindhart imagines it would be terrifying to ride out a tsunami on top of the proposed berm. But he says it's also a big improvement over the existing alternatives.
Because most people here are retirement age people. They're not going to run. And a lot of the people here are disabled. Again, they're not going to run. So whatever we can do to help bring that hill closer to our population, I think that's what we need to do.
Long Beach's city administrator says some taxpayers have complained the tsunami refuge will be a waste of money, but none of them came to the open house. The small town's biggest problem for now is raising the money to launch construction. City leaders estimate a total cost of $2.5 million for permitting, design, and construction. City Councilwoman Natalie Hansen says they've got $1.5 million already, mostly from a federal grant, but that leaves $1 million more to scrounge up, which is not chump change in a two-stoplight town.
I would say we're certainly a couple of years away by the time we get funding and start groundbreaking.
This tsunami refuge berm would be the first of its kind in North America. There are several in Japan. The flat top of this mini mountain could hold at least 850 people. A University of Washington tsunami planning project, though, calculated up to 12 more spaced-out engineered safe havens could be needed to save everyone at risk on the Long Beach Peninsula. In Westport, Washington, up the coast, the school district built a new gym with a tsunami refuge on top of the roof. The extra-strong building was dedicated last June. Meanwhile, down in Cannon Beach, Oregon, city leaders rejected as too expensive a design for a new elevated city hall with an evacuation platform on top. I'm Tom Bonsi in Long Beach, Washington.